The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the process of drafting legislation that's going to remove Dublin Airport's 32 million a year passenger cap is expected to happen soon. The Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, said he is pursuing a legislative course of action to make the lifting of the cap happen. And he is with me now. Minister, you're welcome to the show. Why are you doing this?
Well, the Programme for Government is committed to doing it, and we committed to working with stakeholders to remove the passenger cap because government and I believe that it acts as a barrier to future economic growth and development. And this is a legacy issue that needs to be dealt with. Like our Dublin Airport is a critical piece of national infrastructure. It drives economic growth. I think indirect jobs out of the airport, about 130,000, direct near 25,000. And as an island nation, we need to not just maintain, but we need to expand our connectivity across the world. So it is something that we need to do. And it's a matter that should have been dealt with unquestionably over the last 10 years through the planning system. It hasn't been. So I'll be bringing forward in the coming weeks a memorandum to government out seeking permission to pursue a legislative option and a legislative solution to the cap to enable our airport, Dublin Airport, to grow in a sustainable way that respects local communities as well.
You're right in saying that this has been an issue that's been rumbling on for at least 10 years. Now, did Michael O'Leary bully you into this? Last week he accused you of being a do-nothing minister.
Yeah, I know I heard that, but I'm all right. I have a thick skin, so I wouldn't really worry about that. Look, Ireland as a nation punches way above its weight on aviation. We're respected across the world. I have a lot of regard for Ryanair. They've changed aviation within Europe. But this is really, if you look back at it, this is a planning condition that was added back in 2007 when the infrastructure in the airport was completely different and indeed the infrastructure around the airport. So a couple of things we'd like to wait for. One was the night flights decision, which came out of Uncommissioned Planála in July, which has actually clarified that whole situation with regards to the operation, not just for the airports, but for the adjacent communities. The other piece we're expecting very shortly, actually, and imminently in the next couple of weeks, is a positive decision in relation to Metrolink. So these infrastructural matters are actually being dealt with now. Certainly, we need the airport to grow. For every 1 million additional passengers, the accepted rule of thumb is about 1,000 direct jobs that flow from that. And like I see Dublin Airport as a very important hub for us and connection point for us, both for inward investment, but for also travel from our country to indeed others. And it's the fifth best connected airport in Europe. And I want to make sure that continues.
So is the plan to completely scrap the passenger cap or just to revise upward the limit?
No, I think we got to look at this. Look, the airport itself, the runway capacity, and this is the runway capacity, so I'm not talking about terminals, when we've invested heavily as a state in it, could take up to 60 million passengers. And obviously, that's something that would happen over a long period of time on a phased basis. I think, actually, to be fair, that this idea that we have to go back every few years to amend the cap upwards is not a sustainable way to grow or to plan into the future. So I think what I would be looking at doing would be vesting that power in the Minister for Transport. There would still be a process that would happen. And obviously there would be environmental screenings and all of the appropriate procedures put in place. But that I would actually believe that we need to ensure that the airport grows in a sustainable way. The idea that right now we've like two planning applications, one for 36 million, one for 40 million in relation to the passenger caps. And then like we're looking this year already, the projections are that Dublin Airport will have over 36 million passengers. So even removing the 32 million and upping that to 40, you'd have to come back in a few years' time.
Niamh Maher from St. Margaret's Ward Residence Forum says it's incredulous the minister would do this while not addressing our noise complaints. What do you have to say to her?
Well, look, I've grown up beside the airport. I've spent my whole life beside the airport. And I know that there are some communities and parts within communities that have been directly affected by the airport. And I've always said to DAA, they have to operate in a good neighbour policy. The situation, though, is we got to look at the national interest here as well. I want to see the noise insulation scheme expanded. In some areas, homes will need to be purchased. There is a voluntary purchase scheme in place at the moment. That should be improved further for those homes that are directly impacted, particularly by the new runway that's in operation. So it is ensuring that, yes, residents have their input. And I've met many of those groups. I've met groups in Portmarnock. I've met groups in St. Margaret's, in Swords, indeed. But most people, even in the region that I represent, understand the importance of the airport and want to see the airport grow in a sustainable way. And like, we've thousands of people from my area working and deriving their incomes and supporting their families through the airport. It's a really good piece of infrastructure. It's a critical piece that we need to grow into the future. And I understand and respect Niamh and others' concerns in that regard. And as I said, I have sat down and talked to residents on that. And it's about trying to find a balanced way forward. Yeah. But you're not going to be able to please everyone with this decision. And I think if you try to make decisions on the basis of everyone's happy, well, then I think they're the wrong decisions too. I think this needs to move forward. We cannot have a false cap on our airport growth.
The children's rights over flights, they're another group who are unhappy. They say they're appalled. And what they cite are the DAA's own figures in their planning application that says lifting the cap to 40 million, and we're talking about going north of 40 million eventually, but lifting it to 40 million would see a 24% increase in carbon emissions. How is that in keeping with our climate goals?
Look, we have to balance. I'm the Minister with responsibility for climate and the environment. And I'm
Which I think is the thing that appalls them.
No, well, okay. Well, that's fine. And that's the position that they have. But I'm very serious about us, you know, moving towards our legal obligations on emission reductions. The last 2 years, we've seen, even with the population growing and the economy growing, emissions are reducing. The transport sector has a big role to play within that. Now, in aviation, there's already work afoot with regard to sustainable aviation fuel, which will be part of it. But technologically, our airplanes are quieter now. They're more efficient. And actually, with the night flights decision that was recently given by our Commission Pnola, supported by the aircraft noise regulator, ANCA, is actually restricting the type of planes that would fly in at night to make sure that they are the quieter, more modern planes. And we can manage that. But yes, it is. You're managing competing demands. But having said that, as an island nation, with a growing population where people need to travel not just for vacations or for holidays, for leisure activity, but for business and to be able to attract new jobs in, we can't have a situation whereby we have a false cap on that growth. It does have to be managed in a sustainable way. I certainly get that, particularly in relation to aircraft noise. And more work needs to be done there by DAA in relation to a better noise insulation scheme for those immediately affected and also a better voluntary purchase scheme. But we have to manage those competing demands that are there. But I think as an island nation, which is, thankfully, its economy is going well and we're supporting thousands of jobs within the aviation sector. When people look at Ireland from outside and see, well, we've a great airport here, a number of great airports, we've Shannon and Cork and Ireland West as well, that why is it a situation that a false cap still pertains to that piece of infrastructure? That cannot be allowed to continue. But I'll go through the legislative process on this. Yeah. I'll go to government, it'll go to the Oireachtas. I'm sure that it will go for what's called pre-legislative scrutiny, where all different groups can bring forward their views and their opinions, which I respect. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone, well, maybe very few, are saying to me that the status quo should remain as it is. That is not sustainable.
Before I let you go, then, let me ask you about another piece of legislation that is proposed. Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, talking about reforming judicial review and how that system works. What I want to ask you is, this is very much related to your old bailiwick in housing, and you know the delay, not just in housing, but other critical infrastructure as well. I mean, what is envisioned?
Well, what Jim is doing, I've been talking to him about this. This would be work that would be complementary to the act that I brought in the last Oireachtas, which was to streamline our planning system and provide certainty, clarity, and consistency in planning decisions. Also around defining who and how a judicial review can be taken. What the Minister for Justice has actually asked his officials to bring forward proposals which seek to rebalance that judicial review process by ensuring the court takes into account actually the public interest. And we've seen in many instances, you know, significant strategic developments that have been held up on technicalities. I'm working at the moment with Jim and with James Brown in housing on what's called a judicial cost scheme. So on the judicial review, they're basically saying, well, what type of cost should be applied and what type of cost should be borne if someone was to take a judicial review or a group indeed and were to fail in that judicial review. Up to now, we have a free hit scenario where we can have many JORs are taken for valid reasons. Others, I would contend, are actually put simply to delay or to stifle projects. Mm. And then there's no downside there. We have an infrastructural deficit that this government are determined to address. And the way that we address that, part of that is ensuring that we have an efficient planning system. So the Planning and Development Act that I brought in the last Oireachtas will certainly help. That's being commenced now this year. And should be in place by the end of this year. And then the work that Jim is doing then is complementary to that.
Minister for Climate, Environment, Energy and Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien. Minister, thanks a million.
You're very welcome, Ciarán.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.